Unacceptable levels of mercury have been found in varying species of fish at points in the Ottawa River, the St. Lawrence River, the entire Great Lakes system, and other major bodies of water, all the way up to the far northwestern end of the province. Sport fishermen in the affected area have been advised which species are contaminated and are being told to fish for fun. Such advice is of little help to commercial fishermen and others who have to fish to live, such as the Indians of the Wabagoon River.
If an Indian family has nothing on a table, it's easy enough to go and get fish.
Because I just can't go without it. It's one of my main source of diet.
I've commercial fished in different lakes, and never in my time that I've seen that many whitefish floating on the surface.
Somebody else came along and said it shouldn't eat fish at all, to be on the safe side.
Because I think they've been more than amply warned.
A team of Japanese doctors arrive in Ottawa tonight to outline for federal government officials years of Japanese research into mercury poisoning. The doctors have spent several days on the Grassy Narrows Indian Reserve in northwestern Ontario, where the issue of mercury-contaminated fish has been plaguing the community since 1970. The doctors say they are particularly disturbed by the discovery of several native people with blood mercury levels above 250 parts per billion. As it happens, roving correspondent Bernard Clark sends this report.
I've just flown into the Grassy Narrows Indian Reserve, some 50 miles from Kenora, on the Manitoba-Ontario border. It's one of dozens across the north, but this reserve's become the center of a major international controversy, including Japanese scientists, a maverick airline boss, 1,000 Indians, a British-owned pulp mill, and the Canadian and Ontario governments. The problem is mercury poisoning. The question, are Indians slowly dying by eating fish poisoned by mercury?
My feet, you know, feel numb for the last 3 years. I don't know what causes that.
Well, some guys get sick on it, you know. Nah, I guess everybody's going to get it if you don't look after it.
A very large proportion of these people have one or have symptoms and signs in one or two of the four fields which are characteristic of mercury poisoning.
16 years ago, mercury was found in the English Wabagoon River system. Since then, two Indian bands from northwestern Ontario have been fighting for compensation. The pollution destroyed their way of life. Today, they finally got an agreement, a compensation package worth almost $17 million. Claude Adams reports.
Today's settlement includes nearly $5 million from the federal and Ontario governments, but neither boasted about the deal.
I and many Canadians have felt shame that situations like these could develop in our midst.
A key part of the deal is a $2 million health fund. This will be for the 50 to 60 Indians on the Grassy Narrows and nearby White Dog reserves who suffer from nervous system disorders because of the mercury in the water.
They realize that no amount of money can possibly compensate for the horror that they've gone through.
30 years is a long time to live next to a poison, and the chief of the Grassy Narrows Reserve would like to know what it's done to his people. As Jolyn Shane reports, a world expert in mercury poisoning recently did some testing there, and the early results are disturbing.
The Ojibwe people here still fish, but they try to be careful about how many they eat because they know the danger. The fish, especially the walleye, are contaminated with mercury. It's the legacy of an environmental disaster 30 years ago. A paper plant dumped tons of mercury into the river system, a toxin that can't be cleaned up. Steve Fobister used to be a fishing guide here and has eaten a lot of fish over his lifetime.
I've lost half of my strength that I used to have. My speech is going. I can't talk properly. I choke easy. I can't swallow good.